This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. On Monday, the Microsoft cloud service Azure experienced a massive outage. It was down for about 5 hours. The cloud is one of those terms we throw around all the time, but what is it exactly? Shira Ovide covers technology for The Wall Street Journal, and she joins us today from San Francisco. Shira, thanks for talking to us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So for people who aren't exactly sure, what is the cloud anyway? Is it computers floating in spaceships above the clouds?
Yeah, actually something like that. I mean, the best way to explain it, the cloud, is it's any kind of web service that is delivered just that, over the web. So instead of downloading a piece of software to get our email, we use Gmail, that all of it is delivered over the web, and that means we can access it from any computer or phone anywhere in the world instead of being tethered to our desk computer.
Now, when Microsoft's cloud service Azure went down for 5 hours on Monday, who noticed? Who did it affect?
Well, primarily it affects the businesses who have opted to use, essentially rent Microsoft's computing power rather than buy their own computer servers and data storage gear and other complicated equipment to run all the technology on the back end of their businesses.
And how about Microsoft itself? I know they've been selling a cloud-based version of the popular Office software. Were people who use Office 365 disconnected during this outage?
I don't think we saw any outages of Office 365. Often those services are not necessarily connected to the same computing system, so I don't think in this case we saw outages, but it is a good reminder that anytime you're relying on somebody else's computing technology, there are chances that it may crash and go down and you're a little bit helpless until they get it back up.
I'm talking to Wall Street Journal technology reporter Shira Ovide. Now, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella says he wants Microsoft to become a mobile-first, cloud-first world. How does Microsoft compare to other cloud services?
Oh, man, it's a good question. I in terms of the services that consumers use, that you or I use,
yes,
I'd say they're pretty far behind people like Google in particular. Office, as you mentioned, is the most popular workplace software in the world by some measures, although most people are still using it the old-fashioned way, which is we get a piece of software that we download onto our computers, and we use it only on our computers, and we're a little bit, again, stuck if we want to access it from, you know, our friend's house or from our computer on the road or from our phone. So I think in that area, Microsoft is a little bit behind the times.
Now, reliability must be extremely important if a company is going to trust your cloud service. What does this Azure 5-hour outage on Monday do for Microsoft's reputation?
Yeah, outages are terrible for the reputation of all these cloud service providers. It happens periodically. It happens to people like Google. It happens to people like Amazon. And it's definitely an issue, especially, again, if you're a business, you outsource your technology to Microsoft. And when Azure fails, that means that in many cases they can't use their corporate email. None of their computers run. They, you know, can't type documents. I mean, it's really crippling when these services go down, and ultimately it's bad for Microsoft's reputation.
Well, Amazon, as you mentioned, has a cloud service. It was one of the first ones to get going. They realized with all these computers they were using to sell books and products, they might be able to put the XX used to work, and a lot of people use those services. And Microsoft also here in Seattle with its cloud services, Seattle is center for this activity.
Yeah, you're right, exactly. Between Amazon and Microsoft, Seattle has really become kind of the cloud center of America, certainly, if not the world. And between, again, those two companies and other companies like Oracle and EMC and Google that have established outposts in Seattle to take advantage of some of the great technical talent from Amazon, from Microsoft, from the University of Washington's computer science programs, it really has made Seattle the cloudy center of the world.
Well, that's where the corporations are, but I hasten to add, I made a joke about these being computers up in airships. These are actually on the ground, but not in Seattle, right? The actual computers that are holding all this information?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, ultimately, there are these kind of farms, data farms, all over the country and all over the world that have, you know, giant racks of computers to run all this technology. It's invisible to you and me, but incredibly important to the functioning of the modern internet. And most of these computer server farms are in places that we never go, in the middle of Washington State or Oregon, in rural parts of Iowa or North Carolina. They are all over the country, but predominantly in, like I said, these out-of-the-way places where land and power are cheap.
Yeah, that's eastern Washington for you. There's cheap hydropower there. Hey, Shira, thanks for talking to us today. We appreciate
it. My pleasure.
Shira Ovide is a technology reporter for The Wall Street Journal. You're listening to The Record from KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.